Welcome back to Shoot the Bull. Agriculture Commissioner Todd Staples here to tell us about an event coming up next month that's all about bringing together Texas children and local foods.
Well, Tony, we've had Mushroom Month and we've had Breakfast Month, and now October is National Farm to School Month. And what this is a time when we're reminded that connecting Texas children with locally grown food is really a good way to teach them about making healthy choices now so that they can avoid unnecessary healthcare concerns in the future. Farm to School encourages schools to establish direct purchasing relationships with local agricultural producers. Another popular farm to school activity is for students to help grow fruits and vegetables in a campus garden. And I've seen many of those, and it's exciting when children get to see firsthand, really, that food doesn't show up miraculously on the grocery store shelves. This allows them to get their hands in the dirt, and this can be very rewarding.
So how's TDA involved?
Well, during this year's National Farm to School Month, we're introducing the exciting new Local Products Challenge. This challenge asks Texas schools to incorporate more locally grown foods into their meals during National School Lunch Week in mid-October. Additionally, throughout the year, TDA also provides farm-to-school opportunities to connect schools and agricultural producers to bring more local foods to the cafeteria.
So why is farm-to-school important?
Well, farm-to-school offers a really good ways to foster connection.
Thanks for joining us for Shoot the Bull. I'm Tony Purcell, TSN News.